Okay, January 30th, 2018. I am Chair Pro Tem Eileen Rosen. I call this meeting to order at 8:40 p.m. Eastern.
All right. Roll call. Okay, Grace Ann?
Here.
Grace is here. Okay. Ahmad Anderson? Not here. Now, Benito just emailed and said that he wants excused absence. Okay. Elaine Duncan?
Here.
Elaine is here. Sasha? Sasha Futron?
Here. Sasha's here.
Sasha is here. Jamie Gomez? It's not on yet. Judy Hewitt?
Present.
Okay, Hewitt is here. William Gearwagon? Not on at the moment. Ken Loper?
Here.
Lopez here. Okay. PK McKay?
I'm here.
Okay, PK is here. Dorothy Wright? Not here. Eileen? Rosen?
Here. I am here.
And James Sagerton?
Here.
James is here. And Tamaka is here. So we have 9 people. All right, so why don't we go ahead with the open session agenda.
Okay. Anyway. Please go forward. You guys know I don't know the rules and the little things to announce, so just go ahead. Selection
okay.
of timekeepers, I guess.
Yeah, I'll do the items. Well, actually, there isn't any particular limits on these items, so why don't we just keep with, you know, 1.5 minutes of speakers, and I'll keep track of that, all right? Because everything is very simple. All right. Next is agenda approval. I can read the agenda approval for you. We just have agenda approval, remember? We have minutes approval for the 9/11/17. In January 23rd, 2018. And the only item we have is questions about the CFO. And I'll give you a little bit of the status on that. And then we go into the closed session. Closed session is a little bit more, we have the motion about the CFO that we need to discuss in closed session. So open session should go fairly fast. So, anyway, you want to go through the 2 minute approval, Eileen?
Why don't you go ahead?
I have a point of information.
Sure, Sasha.
Now, what are you talking about in the question about the CFO? Is there something that was sent out to members of the audit committee? Because I don't know what the heck you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, and you got that. Well, Sasha, you were definitely on the list, on my email list. I checked. And you should have received what you sent.
Could you email it to me right now? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
No, we don't want to talk about it openly here. So.
Anyway, Sasha. At the last meeting, you know, there were some questions that we had that then Eileen then sent over to the CFO, and then he was supposed to reply back to us.
Okay.
And then I just chatted with him just before the meeting, and he said that he'll get the report to us tomorrow. But if he was preparing it today, and he'll have it by tomorrow. So anyway, he doesn't have it for today.
So he's not going to be joining us today.
Right. Uh-huh.
I see. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so let's go to the minutes approval. We go all the way back to the last meeting we had before the last week, was September 11th, 2017, in the open session. And in the open session of 9/11, the only thing we actually had on the agenda was the chair announced the acceptance of the 2015 audit by the California Attorney General and also the Registry of Charitable Trust. So that was the only item. And then we closed the open session. So that's in the minutes. So anybody have any issues with that minutes raise it now, or otherwise I'll ask for approval of that.
This is Grace. I'd like to move that we approve these minutes.
Okay, second, I guess.
For September 11th, 2017.
Right.
Okay. Eileen, can you ask if there are any objections to that?
Okay. Any objections from anyone? Actually, I have a question there. I would like to know, did we get that William Heerwagen asked for the hard copy of the reports. Did we get a hard copy or at least a full copy electronically?
Yeah, it's been so many months ago that I cannot really answer, but
okay.
I can definitely go back and make sure that if it wasn't sent, that you will be sent.
I think that would be
best. You mean a hard copy of the audit?
No, of the report from the California Attorney General,
right, exactly.
Acceptance by him, and the registry
right.
of, that's what I think. I mean, a hard copy usually means a printed out copy, and I don't think anybody wants that. But if there are electronic
right.
copies available, you know, we should
right.
have these.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we can check on that.
Great.
All
yeah,
right.
if you can find them, just, you know, send them out in an email to us all.
And then the next one is the last week's, minutes, which was the...
Right. Hello?
Am I here?
So what is... Did you have the minutes of the... let's see, January, what day was that?
23rd.
January 23rd, yeah. Okay. So anyway, any issue with this?
No. I move that we accept these minutes.
Okay. Second.
Any
objections?
Oh, sorry. Any objections? Okay. Hearing none, the minutes are accepted.
Okay. Great. So we're working on the January 30. So we basically don't have things that people want to bring up about the UFO report in the open session, aside from what we covered?
Well, I would just mention, as you all know, I sent out an email to Sam last week asking him for updates on the progress of the various audits that we have in progress and have not yet received a reply at all, or an acknowledgement of receiving the email. Aki says he spoke to Sam, and Sam said he would answer tomorrow.
Well, let me add one more item. By the way, William Heerwagen joined us. So, hi, William.
Okay.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello, William.
All right. So one other item that I asked him was the status of the 2016 audit. He said that the main difficulty he's having is getting information from KPFA, and
mm-hmm.
that they're not going to be able to make the deadline of, what was the date, Grace? Do you remember? February 18th or something?
14th.
Yeah.
February 14th.
Okay, February 14th. So he said that he's working with the area to, ask for extension. So that's probably will be part of the report that will get to us tomorrow.
Okay, let's hope so, but I hope to get
question.
A clear and concise answer from him. Yes, go
question.
Ahead.
Please, I just please. Wonder if you asked him what the explanation at KPFA was, what is their difficulty, how are they planning on resolving it?
I didn't, but I can definitely forward that Well, Irene can definitely send that as part of her question to him.
Okay, I'm just noting this in a second. Okay. The other news for this evening is that our new interim executive director is probably going to join us in about 10 minutes. We told him to call around 9 o'clock because we saw that the open session agenda was not very long and wouldn't take too long, so that he could be with us for some of our more substantive discussions. I don't know if he'll be staying more than 5 minutes or so. Yes.
Chair, what I suggest is that if there's no other items of the open session, I would suggest that we vote to go into closed session. We can do the preliminaries for the closed session before Tom gets on. That might help a little bit. What do you think?
Okay. I was just informing people.
Yeah, William Hairwagon.
Go ahead, William.
Okay, I thought you had said that he was going to join us in the open session just now.
No, I sent out an email asking everybody if they could remind me what we had said, and nobody answered. So, I just used my judgment and thought it would be better for the closed session. Or possibly to straddle the two.
This is PK.
Hi, PK.
Can we vote on it?
Sure.
Well, it's a little late. We've made the date with him.
Oh, they're open session.
Unless we want to hang around for the next, until he comes on in open session, then he can say hello to the public. It's up to you all.
Okay. Do I need to make a motion?
What's your motion,
Brigitte? My motion would be for it to be an open session that he talks to us and talk to the public.
I see. Although I think that what he wants to do is just to observe, what we do. I don't think he has a report to give. He wants to just sort of sit and see how our audit committee is being conducted, I think.
But why is that in closed session? Why would that be in closed session? I don't think it needs to be.
Well, only item we really have for business right now between the open and closed is that motion we have concerning the CFO that was in the closed session. We really don't have any item for the open session at the moment.
James for the stack.
Go ahead, James.
I'd like to suggest, if it's possible, that we could move to the closed session, conduct whatever business we have to do, and when he makes his presence known, we could go back into open session.
I think that might be
Let me just finish, because that way we wouldn't have to wait around and doing nothing until he comes in.
Well, we suggested to him that he come on at 9 o'clock, and that's only 10 minutes from now. So is that silly to stop streaming for 10 minutes and then start streaming again? I don't know if that's normally done. Yeah.
That was just a suggestion.
Yeah, I just don't know.
PK to the stack.
Who asked first? I didn't catch it. Sasha, go ahead, Sasha.
Yeah, well, if we have nothing on the agenda anymore for open session, how is he going to observe us in open session if we have nothing else on the agenda? I am not following the thought process here.
Okay, and then it was PK?
Well, I was thinking in this 10 minutes, maybe we can really work, find out whether or not... the other stations have their audit committee elected people ready to go next week to find. How can we find that out?
Well, We could go around the various stations who are on this call and see what everybody knows.
Well, I can tell you from KPFK, we have not chosen new members of the audit committee yet.
Okay. Do you know when you plan to do so?
We will do so on the third week of February.
Okay.
But in our probably in our meeting. The other thing is the national board has not elected directors to the various committees yet.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm just waiting. How about WBAI? William, do you have any information? William Neowagon, are you there? Oh, it looks like he dropped. Oh, no, there he is.
Yeah, no, I'm here.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. You must have been muted. Oh, okay. That's all right.
What was the question about elections? No, we haven't done any elections yet for committees.
Okay.
And KPFA has not. This is Aki. KPFA has not also.
Not. Okay. Texas?
No,
okay.
We have.
So we have KPFT has.
KPFT, yes.
And I'd like for them to be seated.
I'm sorry, you'd like to to them be seated. And WPSW has already chosen its members as well. So let me find up. I think we're ready to go.
Okay.
So, three no and two yes. Okay, we'll have to wait then. So
all right.
With those of us who are already there.
Point of information.
Request for information?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Why are the other stations taking so long? Is there a reason?
That would be good to know. William, do you have any answer to that for BAI?
All I can say is that this is Pacifica, and they always, many things happen late. So other than that, I can't really tell you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Another point of information. May I add one secondary? I asked that.
Sure, go ahead, PK.
But I guess the next question is, why can't KPFT people be seated?
They can.
Why does that affect?
There's no problem. We'll have the next time. For the next meeting, I'll send the information to the new people.
Okay, for the next meeting.
Yes, I will do that.
Sasha, with two questions.
Go ahead, Sasha.
Well, our next meeting is next Monday. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Right, that is correct.
There is that somebody's having a rather animated conversation in the background, and I'm wondering if we can
hear it.
Oh, I wonder if that's my TV. That might be my TV. Sorry.
Okay.
I'll turn it down. I have the State of the Union on, just blathering. I know. I like to depress myself if I'm in a good mood, you know. This will get me out of it. Anyway. Sorry about that. Did you have another question, or was that it, Seth?
That was it.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, and Sasha, if you weren't here last week, I don't remember. We wanted to move the meetings back to Mondays, and we couldn't do it for this week because we wouldn't have been able to give 7 days' notice as required. So we announced this meeting and next week's meeting, I think, at the same time, I guess. We noticed them. So we'll be back to Monday from here going forward. Right, Aki?
Irene? So Tom Livingston has joined us now. So
really?
Tom, why don't you just introduce yourself, and then if any of us have a question, then we can go to that. So why don't we do that?
Great. Hi, this is Tom. I saw Eileen at the WPFW town hall meeting on Saturday, and she asked me to join you. And so I'm glad to be here and to listen. And well, if people do have questions for me, I'll see what I can do.
That's great. Does anybody want to pose a question to Tom?
I just wanted to say we were looking forward. This is PK.
Identify yourself. Yeah, good.
I'm sorry. I realize that. Like, I expect everybody to know my voice. This is PK McGarry, Tom. I'm in Houston, Texas, and we were looking forward to seeing you this week, and I hope you're doing okay. And,
yeah, thanks.
By the way, you're still on the live stream.
I hope that you're okay and that we hope to see you really soon.
Thank you. I'm glad that I'm sorry I missed. I had a medical thing happen last night, and so I wasn't able to come to Houston. So I'm home and I'm fine, and I'll be in Berkeley next week, and I'll come back to Houston as soon as I can.
Hi, this is Sasha, and I don't know whether I'm on mute or not. Can you hear me?
No, you're not.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Sasha.
Okay. Yeah, my phone doesn't tell me whether it's muted or not muted, and I have to keep track of pressing the button. Sorry. Hi, this is Sasha for your KBFA, and I have I hope your medical issue is not serious, first of all, and I look forward to meeting you at some point. But I do have a question for you. You don't need to tell us the specifics, as I know you can. But I'm wondering if you, as the new IED, have been able to see the loan and know who is lending the money and how much money and what the payments are each month and what the interest and costs are.
Right.
Because I'm really curious about that, because I'm not sure who actually is allowed to know that. Are you allowed to know that? Is the PMB allowed to know that?
Mm-hmm. And is this something we can discuss in open session? Or not?
Sure. He can say, yes, people can know or they can't know, and I know all the terms, and I know what the interest rate is. I'm not asking him what it is. I'm asking him, does he know?
Yeah.
And does the PNB
know? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I just said that this is my seventh day on the job, and I have been visiting stations. I have some general sense of the term, but I have not seen or studied the loan. And so I assume we're talking about the loan from donors. Is that the one you're asking about?
It's the only one I'm aware of. Is there more than one loan?
Yeah. There's work on another loan underway. So no, I have not seen the specifics of the loan, and so that's the answer.
So a couple of follow-ups on that: isn't the other loan from donors as from individuals as well? That's my understanding of it. And the other thing is, how much of a handle have you got on all the outstanding bills that are supposed to be paid off by this loan? And what is your sense of whether payments can be made on this loan, or whether we're going to lose the stations that are put up for collateral?
Yeah. What I'll need to do is to take your question and go, and I don't want to answer. I don't want to give an answer that I'm not really clear on. I have been having several conversations with the current staff, including Bill Crozier, who was the previous interim executive director, to get an understanding of that. Rather than try to make a list, I know there's quite a long list. I certainly know about the Empire State Building Trust judgment, and I know about the money that's in the pension fund that we owe for pensions. I've heard several things, but if the group would like to invite me back to another meeting where I could be more prepared for specifics, I'd like to do that too.
Okay.
I would just like to say that to me, this is the most important issue facing Pacifica right now.
Yes.
Okay. This is Grace. I'm on the national board. I'm also familiar with the loans, and I can give a little brief update about them. That's not that's appropriate for open session.
I think that would be great. I think we're all anxious to know how things are going.
Okay, the what we called the friendly loan, which is lenders mainly from Southern California. Basically, the interest rate we're being charged by the Empire State Realty Trust on the monies we owe them starts off at 9%. We don't know exactly how much they're actually charging us. It looks like they're charging us a lot of penalties and fees, very much exceeding 9%. The penalties and on the pension plan are enormous, very large penalties.
100%.
Yeah, let's not even go into the pension plan.
Okay, so yeah. Basically, a loan would reduce our obligations. It wouldn't exacerbate them because we're being charged an extreme amount on both the Empire State Realty Trust, the monies we owe them, and on the monies we haven't put into our pension funds. So a loan would decrease our obligations, not increase them.
Sasha, if I may.
Right, because we would get past the fees and penalties, or at least a good part of
them. Exactly. We would lessen the whatever rate of interest, if you want to put it in terms of a rate of interest, the loan or loans would be a great deal less than just leaving things as they are because we're being charged outrageous penalties and interest, both from the Empire State Realty Trust and...
Stop right there. That's great. Thank you. Thank you. Sasha, go ahead.
This is Sasha. Yeah. However, if we can't make the payments on those loans, and the first loan has KPFK as collateral, the other one is going to have at least KPFA and maybe T as well as collateral, we risk losing...
Point of information.
Is that a request for information?
If I may finish before...
No, I'd like to have a point of information right now.
Okay.
Go ahead, James.
The speaker is saying that the stations are being put up for collateral. I'd like to have clarity on whether or not it is real estate and buildings that are being put up for collateral or signals?
Well,
I'd like to say
that if
buildings. Buildings.
Yes. And if you don't have a building in which to broadcast, what the heck use is your signal?
Then you rent space.
Like
Eileen, can I clarify something? This is Grace.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay.
Yes,
the Empire State Realty Trust, if they haven't done so already, will put liens on our buildings. So whether we have liens on our buildings from a loan or from the Empire State Realty Trust, there's essentially not much difference. Their buildings will be encumbered by either a loan or the Empire State Realty Trust. Not taking a loan does not protect our buildings.
And no, but bankruptcy Chapter 11 would postpone things and let us get our act in gear.
That's an opinion.
And we're going to end up with bankruptcy anyway if we default on the loan, right?
Right, but I believe, tell me if I'm right or wrong, Grace, but I believe we will pay off the first short-term loan with funds from the second loan, which is a much longer term. I don't remember how many years we were looking at, but the idea is that it would give us time as stations and as Pacifica to get our financial houses in order and raise the money we need to operate and to make good on our debts. And if we can't do that over 10 years, then I don't know. Anyway,
well,
does that sound about right?
If I may, paying off the first loan will leave about $1 million left over. And the pension funds and the accrued from just even from May until now on that is owed the Empire State Building is more than $1 million. And that's not even including their lawyers' bills. Let's just start there. And then you have to make payments. And if you can't make payments to the Empire State Building, how the heck are you going to make payments on top of that on a loan? I mean,
That's a misunderstanding.
What's a misunderstanding?
If you're making payments to the Empire State Building, if you've obtained a loan to pay off that judgment, that's the purpose. And Grace's explanation is correct, that if you take a loan to make the payment to the Empire State, then you don't have to pay those exorbitant interest rates that they want to charge you. You'll be paying a lesser interest rate with better terms over a longer period of time to the lender.
Jamie Gomez, point of information.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, what does this conversation have to do with our audit committee business?
Absolutely nothing, but we've got our new IED on the line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eileen, to the stack, I'm going to call on myself, and somebody feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. I think part of Sasha's point is that the judgment goes through, I don't know what date, but after that date, we continue to accrue new monthly invoices from the Empire State Building, and we will be needing to pay those as well through 2020 unless somebody can figure out how to break that contract. But I'm not sure what else to say about that right now.
And that's about $600,000 more right now.
Okay.
James, for the stack.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's anticipated. If one of the loans, some of the proceeds of the loans are going to be preserved for that purpose, but that doesn't really change the equation because that's going to come due anyway. Whether you take a loan, or whether you come under the control of the Empire State Building, it's an outstanding debit. It's, you know, it's an outstanding obligation.
If I may,
In any case, I believe that the decision has been made by the PNB to go forward with this loan plan, the plan for the loans, and presumably someone has the numbers and they've crunched them, and presumably there is a plan for how to use the funds that we will be obtaining. If somebody can tell me yay or nay on that,
you have a higher opinion of the PNB that I have.
Okay, well, you know, what are we going to do? We can ask them, or we can send up to the PNB to ask them, I suppose.
In any case, yes.
Go ahead, Aki.
I was just wondering whether it's worthwhile now to sort of conclude whatever we're discussing and then go into the closed session. And then also, there was a list of questions that Sasha wanted to present to Tom. So how would you want to do that? You want to send me the questions and I forward it to Tom?
Sure.
Okay, so whatever questions that people have, you can forward it to me, and I can compile that, and then, as Tom says, you know, he needs time to at least get his bearing and prepare so we can send the questions, and then at the next meeting or something, we can invite Tom again. So what do you think?
PK to the stack, I have a question. No.
Go ahead, PK.
Eileen, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Got any lines now, and Eileen, I got to get it straight.
Yeah, but we're different.
I'm just wondering, it doesn't look like everyone is using the Maestro conference that comes on the internet, but a couple people are because they're raising their hands and stuff. Eileen, are you able to see that, or you're not on?
Yes, I've got it open. I have got it open. I wasn't sure how the raised hand thing works, though. And I didn't want to click around too much because I don't want to screw anything up.
You won't screw anything up. Don't be afraid.
Okay.
But I was just wondering.
I just put the hands down.
Yeah. For those that are,
they can post their questions in here, and then they don't forget them, and other people can see them too, and may have some other questions for Tom if they want to use that.
This is Sasha with a question. This is the first I've heard of any raised hand thing. What are you talking about?
Yeah, excuse me, Sasha. If you look at Aki's invitation sending you the call-in number for tonight, he also attached a link for the webpage, a URL to get to myaccount.maestroconference.com, where you can at least see who's on there and you can raise your hand. And you can see who's speaking at any given time. And I find it very useful.
That I've been fighting for a year, but I love it.
And me too. I have mentioned it a number of times, so I'm pretty happy myself. Yes.
Okay, so what do you think about going to the closed session? Could we wrap up?
Let me ask, does anyone have anything they would like to communicate to the public at this time before we close this session?
Will Tom be staying with us?
He'll have to answer that.
If you'd like me to stay on, I'm glad to. This is Tom.
Thank
you. That would be great, at least for a little while. We don't want to keep you too late.
I have one question before we go into closed session. Eileen,
go ahead, Grace.
You sent a number of questions to our CFO. And
yes.
Was there no response, or do we have any?
There's been no response, no acknowledgement. Aki said he asked our CFO about it and that the CFO will respond tomorrow.
Right. He said that he was preparing the response, and then you should be getting it tomorrow, is what Sam said.
I wish he would at least have acknowledged receiving the message.
Right.
But
I have a. When you're done, I have a motion.
Go ahead, Jamie.
This is James for discussion.
Okay.
I'd like to move that we make either an open invitation or a limited invitation to Tom to come to these meetings at any time that he can to assist us in our work and provide us information.
I'll
second that.
Put that out there for discussion.
Right.
Maybe some discussion from Tom. I don't know if he wants to do that or not.
Well, one thing I can do is to make sure that he always has a call-in number, so if something comes up, we can always, contact him so he has a number to call in.
Yeah, just put him on the mailing list for meetings and documents.
Right. Okay. Yeah, William Hairwagon, Fort Water.
Go ahead, William.
All the rules and regulations about audit committees suggest that we don't really work with management. We're supposed to work with. We ask them questions if we want, but they're not supposed to be part of our deliberations. Thank you.
Oh, okay. That's true.
That's probably true, and I think we can take, by invitation then, we can take it up in a closed session, I suppose.
Okay, sounds good. All right.
Yeah.
So I move to go to the closed session then.
All right. Any objections? None heard. Thank you, everyone. Good night to the public, if anyone's listening.